North Dakota is now reporting 30 confirmed cases of COVID-19. Two were confirmed Sunday, a woman in her 30s in Burley County and a man in his 40s in Pierce County. Of the 30 people with the virus, 4 are hospitalized. Cass County, North Dakota's most populous, has only reported one case so far. And Governor Burgum says one reason may be Sanford-Fargo was sending their tests to national laboratories, including Quest Labs.
Quest, like other national providers, was overwhelmed, and the turnaround time initially was expected to be 3 days. They have extended that to 7 days for turnaround time, and so there are 300 test samples that were collected in Cass County that have been sent out nationally that we do not have results back.
Burgum says Sanford will now send its test to the state lab in Bismarck. Meanwhile, the governor has signed an executive order that gives K-12 school districts until this Friday, March 27th, to submit plans for resuming school via distance learning. The districts have until April 1st to have that plan approved. Burgum says since he ordered schools to close, the school year is being reduced by 12 days. But local districts will still get their state payments for those 12 days.
This pandemic can disrupt our lives, but we also have a responsibility to our students and to our taxpayers of an education that prepares them to succeed in this economy. And this is a good test for us as adults to figure out a way to deliver education during these challenging and unusual times.
Burgum says if school districts do not have an approved plan by April 1st, they will have state aid payments delayed and will have to consider extending the school year until June. And North Dakota's colleges and universities will be offering only online instruction for the remainder of the semester due to the COVID-19 virus. Burgum had this message for students coming back from spring break.
If we do have people that are returning from spring break from travel areas that had, whether it's, Colorado, California, Florida, if you're coming back from some area that would be considered a hot zone, we're asking that anybody who's traveled to those areas to either self-quarantine if you think you've been exposed or register, go to report on the health.nd.gov. There's a travel site there, and you can indicate where you've traveled to, and you'll get instructions on what you should do.
Burgum said even if you're in your teens and 20s and show no symptoms, you could be a carrier. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.